future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. I mean, it's been another tough day in the market. The market cap is currently $191 billion. Bitcoin's dominance, however, has never been stronger this year, currently at 56.7% of the market cap. Bitcoin itself is currently trading at $6,277, down 1% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $185, that's down 5%. Ripple currently trading at 25 cents, down 4%. EOS currently trading at $4.85, down 4%. And we have Litecoin currently trading at $52, and that's down 2% as well. I want to give a big shout out to EmmaCoin, currently trading at $1.27. That's up 45% in the last 24 hours. So it's outbeat the market massively. So big shout out to those guys there. We've got an exciting show ahead of us. We've got a lot going on in the market. I think market sentiment has really been picking up the last couple of days. And sometimes it's interesting because you see a delayed reaction between positive stories, positive sentiment coming out, and actual market moves. So it'll be interesting to see where the bottom of this current downtrend will lay. There's a lot going on. Let's jump into what's been going on in the market, what's happening, what's making the market, and potentially what's going to bring it back up to the range that we saw at the beginning of this year that had so many people excited. And I think it's interesting, as we spoke about yesterday, that the excitement factor for a lot of people has gone away. For us at SVK Crypto, we're more excited than ever seeing more and more projects moving on to or into the blockchain space, and especially migrating or building out onto the EOS.io protocol. So it's a great time to be in the space. I think it's a great time for people and newcomers to enter into this space as well. It's a great time to double down on learning, see what's going on in the market, see the different protocols out there, see what they're currently doing. I see a lot of people working extremely hard, which is always great to see. So let's get on to the next part of the show and find out what's been going on. So first of all, I think it's interesting. Well, I have to bring your attention to this. So there's a great article that came out, Reasons for a Litecoin Amazon Deal. And it goes on to basically say it's every crypto's dream to become accepted by a large company that would make it famous and useful among the large firms. Amazon pretty much acts as that top jewel. However, the online store has been delaying a venture into the crypto world for a while now and has yet to make its choice when it comes to picking a coin for adoption. So sooner or later, even Amazon will make a decision whether they're going to be part of the crypto revolution or not. But for now, what is the best coin for Amazon? So according to the majority of analysts, crypto enthusiasts, and even regular shoppers themselves, the choice is obvious: Litecoin. So why is Litecoin and Amazon deal the best option? So Amazon has shown throughout the years that it has not scared away from new technologies. In fact, in a lot of cases, it has even led to the adoption of numerous new concepts. When it comes to Litecoin, it seems that this particular coin is Amazon's natural choice. Both are very innovative, and they are coming to the best in their respective niches. When it comes to the crypto world, most people would think of Bitcoin when they think of cryptos. However, even though Bitcoin has become representative of the crypto industry, it is hardly the most practical coin around. Litecoin, on the other hand, is much better for an average user. It's more stable, and since it's a fork of Bitcoin, it took some of its best traits. However, it left behind most of Bitcoin's weaknesses. As far as transactions go, Bitcoin might have been better, but it didn't suffer from scalability issues and large fees that came as a direct consequence of those issues. So Litecoin's coin, LTC, is quite spendable, much faster, and it can serve as an entry point for numerous users. A large number of them are Amazon shoppers already, so integrating LTC as a legitimate payment method would not harm Amazon or Litecoin in any way. Another reason for Litecoin Amazon deal is the coin's utility traits. They make it a much better choice when it comes to being adopted by an e-commerce outfit. It is decently valuable and quite usable, almost as one of the so-called legal tenders. All of the biggest exchanges around the world have accepted it a long time ago. This expands Amazon's influence and reach, and will even follow its users to access their crypto funds via mobile at any time. Litecoin's very design is perfect for making online payments, and those payments are even more simplified through LitePay. Through an Amazon Litecoin Amazon deal, customers would always get what they pay for, with no extra fees, large chargebacks, and the like. So why Litecoin is the best option for Amazon? I mean, it's pretty obvious that it's not perfect, but while its design and nature are perfect for Amazon, it still suffers from one of the largest issues that surrounds every digital currency out there. Well, of course, talking about the volatility problem we currently are facing. So whenever you're dealing with cryptos, there's always a fear of getting damaged by price changes. And this is one of the bigger issues. So you have to think about it. Would it be a cryptocurrency, e.g. something that would be subject to volatility? Or would the best crypto for Amazon be a stable coin, you know, a Tether or the new Gemini dollar or a Haven or in many of the other stable coins or tokens out there? You know, which would be the best and which would make sense for Amazon? Which would be able to sign a deal with Amazon as well? Which has the reach and the ability to sit down with the team over there and really explain what they do and form a partnership as well? Because that's very important in the whole mix. Personally, I think Amazon, I think if the market picked back up and I think if we saw it go past $1 trillion, I think that would grab Amazon's attention. But while it's down at $195 billion market cap, I just don't think that it's really a priority to them. I think for big corporations, really where they'll get excited is when other big corporations start entering into the space. And I guess it's kind of a competition thing where they don't want the competition to have an edge over Amazon. And I guess we're already starting to see that with lots of corporations kind of entering into the space via other corporations who are entering into the space and placing investments strategically into entities that are actively investing. So this is already beginning. This is happening, which is the most exciting part and element of this. Another big news out there today, R3 and Ripple settle legal dispute over XRP purchase option. So blockchain startup Ripple and R3 have resolved a legal battle that saw both firms filing suits over a contract dispute. A representative from R3 confirmed the settlement to media sources today, saying R3 Holdco LLC, R3 LLC and Ripple Labs Inc. and XRP2 LLC announced that they have reached a settlement of all outstanding litigation between the parties. In terms of the agreement, will remain confidential and both sides look forward to putting these disputes behind them. The SPAT went public just a year ago when it was reported by Reuters that R3 had filed a complaint at the Delaware Chancery Court alleging Ripple had not honored an agreement that included an option for it to purchase 5 billion XRP, the open source cryptocurrency of Ripple's distributed ledger network. R3 asked the Delaware Chancery Court to force Ripple to uphold the deal, which would have allowed it to buy XRP at a price of half a cent per token at any time before September 2019. At press time, the price of XRP was 25 cents. What a deal. So in Ripple's countercase at the Supreme Court in California, the firm claimed that the two had agreed a deal for a joint commercial venture, alleging R3 had not stuck with its end of the bargain. Ripple further alleged that R3 had concealed the fact that some of its consortium members, including Goldman Sachs and Banco Santander, were looking to leave the group despite promises they would work to promote the use case for XRP within their respective companies. So apparently this got solved out of court. No one knows the amount yet. I'm sure it will be public at some stage because someone would have leaked the document, but I mean, what a deal on R3's half to be able to buy Ripple at any time before the end of September 2019 for less than half a cent. I mean, they must have been kicking themselves when Ripple was past $1 and past $2 for that matter. That was probably when they really ramped up the litigation up for against Ripple. I mean, I don't know how they've finished that. It would be interesting to how they resolved this. I'm sure it was a payout to R3 of some amount of capital. I doubt they would have wanted to accept the Ripple token, the XRP token at this current point in time, currently trading at 25 cents. It's still an amazing deal though, if you had the ability to get half a cent by the end of September 2019. So I think R3 got the better Ripple on that one. So in China, we've been hearing lots of different news, lots of different stories, blockchain is bad, blockchain is banned. But it's interesting because I picked up a story that Chinese ministry eyes blockchain to boost trust in charities. So a Chinese government agency in charge of social services is planning to adopt blockchain technology for an upgrade of its current charity tracking system, a move aimed to bring greater visibility into public donations. The country's Ministry of Civil Affairs released an action plan for 2018-2022 on Monday, which outlines several areas in which it aims to use internet technologies to improve the transparency of social service activities. So part of the plan indicates the ministry will make a decision on a blockchain solution to be used for upgrading the current charity tracking system by the end of 2018, with completion of the project plan for 2020. So the move comes at a time when China's charity activities have been mirrored in controversy after online scandals in recent years have led to public distrust of the system. In its plan, the ministry notified agencies that the blockchain network will integrate existing government charity databases at all levels of online donation services operated by the private sector. So in this way, data on charitable donations made through a variety of services will become visible to the public faster using a distributed network. So currently, besides the traditional charity organizations, internet giants such as Alibaba and Tencent have also launched their own donation services via mobile applications. In fact, Ant Financial, the payment affiliation of Alibaba, is already using blockchain to bring visibility into donor histories, charity disclosures, and other data. Which is interesting because crypto in general is a bad word to use, and a lot of people out of China are kind of being banned the crypto projects being banned. But it's interesting because the government's very interested in blockchain. And you see this a lot with big corporations. A lot of them want to stay away from crypto and tokens, but a lot of them really want the benefits that blockchain can give them. And it'll be interesting to see in the future that the companies that really adopt this, will they start adopting the tokens as well? You have big corporations like Alibaba, really, really big believers in blockchain, doing a lot of different things in the space and building out their own protocols, so I hear. But interesting to see if they start adding tokens and when they will really build in that aspect of tokenization and how that will really look. So there's something to be excited for, to be ecstatic about. Let's go. Have we got time? Yeah, we got a bit of time. So in other news, The Daily, Malta basically sees no issue with unlicensed crypto firms. Valletta mansion on sale for crypto. So in short, Malta is not worried about crypto companies operating while the applications for licenses are still pending, as the loophole does not mean they are free from obligations under the current regulations, official from the island nation commented. Also, a $3 million palazzo in Valletta has been put up for sale and the owner takes only cryptocurrency. So let's just speak about Malta. I mean, these guys are super active, super aggressive to get the crypto business in, which, by the way, is what more countries should be doing. And I think in the short run, Malta are going to win until some of the bigger countries with kind of respected regulators. Not saying Malta's regulators aren't respected, but I mean more certified regulators like the SEC or the FCA come onto the scene and really adopt and accept crypto. It'll be interesting to see what changes and where companies really want to start going. Will they keep their loyalties to the first movers to this in the space that really kind of gave them their first home, e.g. Malta? Or would they want to move to bigger players in the space? Anyway, listen, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention. We appreciate it. And remember, as always, to check us out on our socials, Telegram, SVK Crowd. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And you can also email myself with any questions or queries, cstory, @svkcrypto.com. Thank you for your time. That's a wrap. And I've got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.